Beginning today, Albany police officers will be testing body cameras while on duty. Albany police have weathered criticism following an incident that resulted in the April 2015 tasing death of an unarmed city man, Dante Ivey. No officers were charged in the case. It has been suggested that had police been wearing body cameras, Ivey would never have been stopped. Now, 20 officers on the street have been outfitted with the new technology. They're testing body-worn cameras from 4 different vendors to determine which will best meet the needs of the department and the community it serves. The units will be tested on a rotating basis. The officers will be split into 2 groups of 10 each to test one of the 2 vendors' cameras for 3 weeks. After 3 weeks, the groups will switch cameras for another 3 weeks of testing. Once the other 2 of the 4 vendors deliver their cameras, the process will repeat until officers have had the opportunity to pilot cameras from all 4 vendors. Several questions have arisen concerning body cams, including how videos would be processed, stored, and retrieved. Deputy Chief Robert Sears is overseeing this phase of the program.
Each camera does have some different functionalities, some different options, and basic just the way they operate is different. So we're trying to, during our test phase, when it comes to the equipment aspect, we're trying to marry up the best product with our policy and make adjustments when appropriate.
There's also the thorny issue as to whether the recordings would be public and who would have access.
One of the biggest things that we're trying to really flesh out is, it's called 58 of the Civil Service Law, which doesn't allow for these videos to be for public consumption because it's part of an officer's personnel record, which is protected under the law.
And that law does not permit law enforcement agencies in New York to randomly release video.
I look outside my window, 2 officers walk into my neighbor's house. They're in there for, I don't know, 15, 20 minutes, and they leave. Is it appropriate for me as the neighbor to then foil this person's body-worn camera that was inside to find out what's going on in my neighbor's house? I don't think that that's the intent of what we're trying to do, but we have to protect about things like that as well.
Camera systems are expensive. There is also a learning curve and maintaining the equipment. Donald Kelly, a partner in the law firm Tully Rinke, says establishment of policies and procedures must be done wisely.
The standard everyday run-of-the-mill footage would be preserved over the course of time, much like you see, you know, at a department store where they have video cameras recording, but they record over each other like every, you know, month or so, every 25 days or so. Unless there's an incident, they don't see any reason to preserve the recording over the course of time.
Some believe body cameras will impede police work. If officers have concerns about what video will reveal, they may make fewer arrests and could choose to avoid some situations altogether. Early this year, when Albany Police Chief Brandon Cox met with community members to discuss bringing body cams to the capital city, he mused there is a fine line to balance when it comes to police cameras.
So you want to try to get it right because you don't want to set up false expectations. You don't want to hurt anybody. You don't want to cause any more trauma. So you really want to try to make sure that you do your best to set up policies, to set up procedures, and to set up trainings, and also to be as transparent as possible so everybody knows what all of those policies and procedures and how the training is going to go.
Once a specific camera vendor is chosen, the other aspects of the policy will be developed with further public input. Again, Deputy Chief Sears.
There's several areas of public input right now that's available. We have a blog with the policy up, and you know, we try to elicit as many comments on that as we can. It's also on our Facebook. Whether we have another public meeting or not, that, you know, that remains to be seen. We'll make that determination when we get a little bit closer.
Dave Lucas, WAMC News.